Now we're going to be talking about the garden. Maybe you can tell me a few things that you grow in your garden. You do a little gardening here?
Not now, no. I used to have a big garden. I growed potatoes and I growed beans and corn and squash and peas and tomatoes, cucumbers.
And how would you eat the corn?
On the cob.
Uh-huh. That's the what you call it. And what are those things you pull down on the side?
The husk.
Okay. And the stuff that turns brown at the top.
Tassel.
Of the ear? Okay. That's at the top of the ear itself.
No, tassel is at the top of
the stalk.
Stalk.
I see.
The silk is in the ear.
I see. And were there different types of beans? You mentioned those.
Different types of what?
Of beans.
Beans?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there were northern beans. My dad growed great fields of northern beans, winter beans.
Mm-hmm. For the seed, I guess.
Yeah, and sold beans.
What do you call it? What would you call it when you eat the pod of the bean?
Green beans.
I see. Okay. And what do you call those little tiny tomatoes? You ever see those?
Cherry tomatoes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And were there different types of potatoes?
Well, there was red potatoes, and there was white potatoes, and there was sweet potatoes, and there was yams.
Could you grow sweet potatoes and
no,
yams up here?
No, we never did.
You just bought them, I guess.
Bought them.
I see. And squash, you mentioned types of squash.
We growed the Hubbard squash, and the Buttercup squash. I think that's all at that time.
Mm-hmm. And did you mention there's another type of root crop that you can pickle and it's red, I guess?
Beets and carrots.
Uh-huh. Did you ever grow, were there types of beets that you grew?
No, red beet is the only one we grow for home purpose.
Okay. And all of these things that we've mentioned, they're all types of
vegetables.
Uh-huh. Did you have other names that you might have used besides vegetable columns, anything else? And what about fruits? Could you grow fruits on trees?
No, we didn't grow fruit. Our neighbors had a fruit garden, but we didn't ever.
What did they have in their fruit garden?
They had some apples and some plums, and I don't know what else.
Hmm. So if you were to have fruit, you'd probably have to go buy that at the store.
Yeah.
What kind did they sell at the store?
Boy, I don't know. Dried fruit, plums and apricots and peaches. The folks bought a lot of that stuff. And Dad took the truck and went across the mountain to his cousin's place and brought home a truck full of apples every fall.
What would they do with the apples?
Stick them in that cellar where the spuds were, in barrels. And we'd eat apples and cook apples all winter long.
You ever sort of mash them in?
No.
So you never had applesauce?
We cooked them and had applesauce, yeah.
Oh, I see. What about, you mentioned peaches. Were there different types of peaches that you were familiar with? Or?
Not till after I started keeping house, and then I started buying peaches to can.
Uh-huh. Which kind do you buy to can?
Well, the Alberta peaches and the Utah peaches.
What do they call those that have the, what do you call that thing inside the peach? The
pit.
Okay. Have you ever heard of cling? And?
Yeah, cling. Freestone peaches was what we wanted most of the time.
I see. And let's see, did you ever have cherries?
No. What few cherries we had, we went out in the hills and picked choke cherries.
Uh-huh.
Mom and us girls used to go out on horseback and bring in 2 or 3 5-gallon cans full of choke cherries.
What did you make out of that?